I call the March 13th, 2018 Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
7:01. Member Boren?
Yes.
Member Gaines?
Yes.
Chair Brooks?
Yes.
Also attendance, Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
And President Underdunk?
Here.
All right, matters from the public. Obviously, that's not an issue tonight. So we will move on to the discussion on strategic plan, and you're correct, Boston, no planes even came in.
No, they canceled everything.
And so nobody's going out. I mean, it really...
Well, that's what she was,
A true snowstorm. She was wise to cancel, so...
Yeah. Well, they canceled the flight on her, poor Barbara.
Good. Well, canceled in time is good.
Yes.
So, all righty then. So we will move on to the discussion on the next phase of the takeoff parking lot. And Lisa Shepherd will lead that discussion.
Excellent. So I just wanted to give a little background before we have Josephine come up from Ultima New. Just to give some, we talk about these projects 3 years ago and then they come up. So give a little bit background why we advanced this. So page 96 of the master plan, it was identified that parking is an issue that has plagued our site. And I know that's no surprise to any of you. So that was the quote from our master plan. So in June of 2016, the capital planning discussions began with the park tour, which we do every year. And then in September of 2016, the board approved the three-year master plan, which included take-up parking improvements. At the same meeting, the board discussed removal of the skate park due to the deterioration of the equipment, so that is now the parking lot stands. And then the committee meeting included discussions on take-up parking, so in June 2016, September 2016, and December 2016, the board approved the proposal by the board. And in that whole discussion in those 3 months, it was decided that we were going to do a whole take-up site plan, so not just the one little parking area that we propose, but actually do a master plan site of the whole area so that we are planning into the future. And that's in May of 2017, that was when we reviewed that whole take-up site and parking plan in committee. And then in June of last year, we approved going forward with concept A and concept plan A, phase A and B, with the bioswales. So that is what you see out there now. So the parking lot construction began in August 2017, with the majority is completed in the end of November. As you still know, we still have to finish the bioswales in the spring, finish a little bit more of the paving where those tanks were discovered. But for all practicality, those are up and running and very well used. So we gained over 64 new paved parking spaces. We added 14 new bike spaces.
To accommodate a total of 28 bikes.
Thank you. So we had spaces, but it's double. 0.2-mile walking trail around the take-off field. So you go 5 times around, you do a mile, and it's being already heavily used, even in the... even the winter months, I see people out there already, and our daycare is already using it. Yes, and I have to tell you, it's also a safe route for our staff going from the back to the front, because we're having them park there. So this cop on the sidewalk come up, and also safe for the back lot, both of the existing back lot and the new skateboard lot, I call it, because they go hop right on the sidewalk and come over. Right. They didn't have that before; they just had to walk through the lot.
Good. Yes, that's right. They have to go through the lot.
They went through the lot. So it's a lot safer in that area. Mm-hmm. We improved the circulation with the addition of the turnabout. And let me tell you, that's been, when the lots are full, people come back, they used to have to back out of it. Now they just do a little turnabout and go.
Right.
And we have two large sustainable bioswales, which we're very excited about. We're going to use those for educational purposes, just beautification. So that was a great plan.
Lisa, do you see a lot of use of the skating lot?
Oh my, it's full. That's where we park all of our preschool, early childhood.
Really?
Every day it's full.
Yeah.
So that's the first place all of our staff have to park in that back, the furthest lot away from the building. We accommodate a couple staff with some mobility issues right by the entrance, but the majority of the staff are back there. And then if they're not in that lot, then they're back by the parks yard. So all the administrative team and all the rec team and all the business services team are actually in the parking, in the park, the maintenance lot. And for example, tomorrow we have a rental from 8 to 4 that's going to bring in additional 75 cars. All staff have to move off site. So everybody who had parking tags for Old Green Bay Road kept them, and with the understanding that we moved them back to that new lot, which is working perfect. But if we ever need them to move last minute or a day's notice, we gave them 2 days' notice, they know that they have to park there. So everybody that has parking tags are moving to Old Green Bay. Everybody else is moving to Old Elm and parking off-site so that we can accommodate those cars. So
may I ask if you say your staff, do you mean your staff or all the staff?
All staff. So
building.
GJK staff, they have 25 tags. They'll move.
They
DLC,
will move.
Yes.
They do move.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sent to Deborah, she was like,
you were clear?
Very clear. She was like, okay, that's no problem. She kept the tags just for that. So
okay.
So hopefully teachers actually, you know, do that so we don't know, but we've asked them, and I know Chris's staff is moving off-site also so that we can accommodate those. Those happen maybe, this happens maybe once a month that we have this large of a rental.
I've been there during that time.
Yeah. So we try to move them off as much as we can, and so we'll see how it goes tomorrow, but we'll always have... That's why we have many phases of this plan, because eventually we probably will have to add more parking as our programs become used and the fitness center becomes used.
Right.
But so then in June 2007, we started the 3-year capital project plan again, and we had discussions that continued at committee in July and September, and then in September 2017, the board approved the take-up parking phase D. Phase D, as you know, is the front lots, and our goals for this phase, which ultimately we'll be talking about tonight, is better walk and bike ability to the take-up center main entrance. As you know, with this last phase, our ELC, or is it the west entrance with the awning, we put bike racks out in front of that one, so we have bike parking there now. But we have some bike parking at take-up, but it's very inconvenient. So we have those bike racks that when you park it back actually block the walkway, so it's not convenient at all. So we want to make a better way to bike and walk in. Right now we have a sidewalk and then it ends into the parking lot, so it's not very safe for pedestrian or bikers, so we want to make that safer for them. We want safety for vehicle and pedestrians. Said pedestrians already, but vehicles, believe it or not, when they're backing out, they're coming very close to cars that are staging, or they can back into people when they don't see them. So there's vehicle issues too, which I know ultimately we'll talk about. We need a drop-off and pick-up zone. We have a lot of parents that just come, stay in their car, and you two have been on the active transport committee, the things they have at school where people come and park and wait for their kids for a half hour happens here too. So they come and they'll stay in their car, but they'll stage for a good half hour before programs. I don't understand it, but they do.
We have a running joke. We still have been trying to figure out what time that first person gets there at South School. And people have gone
it's
an hour before, and they're still there. So it's
wait till you get to Central.
Here too, we did the active transport. We got out here early. What time were we here with the consultant?
8:15.
There was already someone in line to drop off for ELC, and we're looking and they're reading their child a book, and I'm just like, I would go 5 minutes late. That's just me.
I go at 3:10 and the line's already moving and I don't finish.
That's why we do it. I would tell my child, hey, you're going to be last one. I want you to socialize with your friends. There's a way to spin it.
It'd be nice if we had signs up there that said, please don't idle your engine while sitting here.
Yes, I'm telling you that.
Well, part of our sustainability.
We definitely could try that. And we're awful. It worked for a while, they said. And then they have to police it back again. But there's that. You were in that meeting. Maybe you were in that meeting.
And then phones that work for a while.
We're also going to look at, and we'll talk about that when we get into the thing. So we're going to look at better traffic flow in this area also. We're going to do some ADA improvements. As we said, whenever we do improvements or add anything new, we're going to address all of our ADA issues in this area, which we are with this. And then we want to try to create an inviting place for people to sit while they wait for parents or friends. We do have a large amount of people that do wait for parents to come, and right now we don't really have a conducive place for that. So now I would like to welcome Altmanu and Josephine, and Chris is going to work the magic with the computer.
Okay.
Any questions about our timeline or anything?
Yeah.
All right. One of our projects is to get a new laptop and projector and equipment for here, so we're still learning it. That can only be used for staff and board. It's not lent out because we were having problems when we lent out our computers that they get trashed. And so now we're like, this is only for us.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
So you survived your travels out of country. That's
good.
Yeah, I did.
I have four. We went with another couple that decided to get in a rip-roaring fight in the airport on the way out.
On the way to your vacation?
Oh,
see, we actually
oh no.
Like cases every time.
Massive.
With this,
yeah.
I just stand here and just...
Oh,
I wanted to die.
Chris, my guess is it's because you're...
Did you visit any banks?
Yeah, we were wondering about that, the history of it and how it came to be that they had
Thanks for walking in the room, Jenny.
No problem.
Yes, this is what always happens. Jenny walks in the room, and can you bring me a water too?
Hand out snacks.
Yeah. Can you bring all the snacks for everybody?
The whole name?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Do you want me to wheel the cart over? Or?
Yeah, like a flight attendant?
Old fashioned air service?
I like popcorn.
We've lost our focus.
If your guys' blood sugar is crashing now at 7:15, we're really in trouble.
It gives you sugar.
Anybody else eat water?
Sleep. I know it does.
You won't eat water. You breathe, so you breathe over, and then you don't eat it.
No, I know. But
Josie, the floor is yours.
I shouldn't because I broke chairs.
Anyway.
That's not dangerous.
Oh, nope. We're back. Have apple.
And spring is here, we think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, it's great to be back for another phase of TACIF. And as Lisa was saying, you've made it very walkable back there. In the phase A and B, and hopefully we can add to that with this D and everything you're doing around town also, even with Green Bay, maybe we'll connect everything up together.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about the goals of the project, review what's out there now, the existing conditions, which you're probably familiar, but maybe subtleties will come up, and then the proposed design. Jerry from SMP is our civil engineer, as you know, so he'll Anyway, so the goal, to follow the principles of the alternative transportation in complete streets in our public spaces, so not just streets, but also the spaces that connect them, which means adopting a complete streets policy, design and operate the entire right-of-way, so public right-of-way for everybody in all modes of transportation. Regardless of age, ability, and the mode. So whether you're walking, skating, bicycling, strollers, cars, etc. But for everybody. And then also environmental benefits and reducing transportation costs, gas usage, and hopefully we can get people to arrive at this center by different modes than we do now. Project limits, this is what we consider phase D, which is the parking lot at the entrance to the building that is most commonly used. One of the things that we want to sort of emphasize is people are arriving to this space, so we're talking about the arrival experience. Gives a first impression, it talks about who you are, what are people visiting. They should enjoy that experience just when they arrive. Make them feel welcome, relaxing, inviting, instead of arriving into a place where you could get run over instead. And then also create a clear and understandable approach to that entrance. This is existing condition. There is an entry sidewalk coming off of Green Bay. A beautiful landscape also setting, so quite inviting here. But once you hit this point where our star is, the sidewalk ends. And you still have to get to the entrance, which is over here. This is also existing conditions showing no sidewalk and a pretty bunged up
parking lot when drop-off pickup is happening or it's in high use. There's exposed dumpsters now. It's not part of the scope, but we would suggest that maybe someday these can be screened if it's feasible in terms of what the use is, maintenance in and out. No sidewalks here. The drop-off is a fairly tight radii, and this is a typical condition with drop-off and pick-up at different times of the day. Cars can't get too close to that curb because of that tight radius. So one of the things we remember, you all said that the plaza was quite large, and even so, we find that it's not as large as you might think, but we are going to move that curb out to create a softer radii, so cars can actually get closer to it. Things like this happen also when you get big buses coming through. Definitely a tight radius. The planter, the way the parking lot is designed, the planter sort of skews down, so it encroaches into that drive lane. It makes it tighter, so if you're coming through, you're dropping off, coming through, it makes this a tight turn, and it also starts to back these guys up. That sort of makes cars back into the traffic, and if there's too much traffic, they can't get out, so they're stuck. People walk through the planting beds. There's no clear route to get to the front door from the parking lot. From all sides, they walk down the middle of the lane. You even have these sort of walk signs to make drivers beware that you have pedestrian traffic crossing all over the place. Non-peak hours looks like this, but peak hours, it looks like this often. Like this. So it gets pretty crowded. The planting bed is on the route to the front door directly. They walk through it. We've done it and we've seen people do it, mm-hmm. So they can't help us all. Mm-hmm. And the green space, therefore, particularly around this area, is not functioning very well. It's getting trampled a lot. Sediment's getting in there. The entry plaza is mostly this space with a walk to one of the side doors and a narrow walk that goes around the building. But we've been told that a lot of the kids wait inside, not outside, so it's not a welcoming place to sit and be and wait. And then this narrow sidewalk, as Lisa was mentioning, it's got these bike racks here, which tend to impede flow of pedestrian traffic into the building even more so. And then we have some semi-functioning light bollards as well. Phase D, this is what we suggested at the time, and we still are going with it, but we'd like to make sure the entire design is vetted before we proceed with construction documents. So we would add a sidewalk primarily from this point to connect to the plaza. It does take away these four parking spots, but in lieu of the car parking, we're proposing 14 bike racks in that location for 28 bikes, and then some more over here, closer to the building. I'm trying to keep sort of a clear path of entry. We don't want to block it with too many bike racks put in the front, but we have added in both locations. So total of 36 bikes. added a formalized drop-off lane, about 8 feet wide, which is sort of standard parking space from this point all the way. And we will stripe it so that it's delineated. We've moved and rearranged this island, so straightened out the parking lot, which gives us some more room in here. So that allows for additional space for cars to still be able to drive through, even though these guys are stopped, and you can still get out potentially. Easier and direct access for handicapped users from handicapped spaces, which is still keeping close, I believe. And then it provides an expanded plaza and also a softer radii here. So we've added this much plaza space. And then one thing to keep in mind, you know, besides the parking lot and trying to rearrange the geometry and adding sidewalks and bike parking, this is a quote by Alan Jacobs, the entry might be the only outdoor space that people get to see during their visit, particularly here. They come and go so quickly. So it's important to make it dynamic, something that they enjoy. And we were saying, we were told children currently wait inside. So we've thought about this as the potential way to sort of soften and upgrade and assist with all the other components of access and clear entry into the building. So we've added in this one, we've softened the planting beds and added seating on both sides. Bike parking here, we continue with keeping the existing planting and a central planting to provide shade. And this becomes sort of a platform seating really for some of the other kids, for the smaller kids with backpacks and things like that. We'd like to propose that we change the materials if possible from concrete that it is right now to something a little bit more compatible with the building colors and softer and more welcoming. Just another view from the north. We have these existing stairs, by the way, going into other doorways, and this is the entry. We have a flagpole, by the way, I don't remember. We're keeping it in the same location, trying to get around it and leave ample space. Very conceptual, quick sketch. So, entrance here, flagpole, bike parking, softened planting beds with seating, the central seating, platform bench. And you could flow from sidewalk that's coming through here to come from the north, and an easy way to flow into the front door. As originally proposed, you do have 40 parking spaces with two handicap spaces right now. By taking these four out and also upgrading the parking lot to meet code in terms of how many, it's actually this parking lot plus this one, so we need four handicap spaces. They have to be the closest to the door as possible. So we have to add two. So we'd actually go down to 39 spaces, but like I said, 36 bikes have been added. And how it might look together with that proposed plan. I think that's it.
Okay. I had a question.
All right.
Go ahead.
My concern is where we have the new green island, I'm calling it. It looks as we were to pass to the top of that island to make our turn to the left after leaving from picking up or dropping off at the front door, that's going to be a new, very tight radius turn.
This one?
Yep.
Yes.
Jerry, you want to speak to
this? That looks like that would be our next new bottleneck.
Yeah. It would be a tight turn. It would be very similar to...
And most of us can negotiate it. How would the school buses do with that if there's cars parked over by the baseball field to the east?
Yeah, off the run that radio.
I'm just curious for the school buses.
Run a school bus to see how that would. I'd have to run that to see how it would work.
So I think we can follow up on that.
Yeah. And my other comment would be, I think it's a great idea and a wonderful new asset to have this new drop-off lane. And I'm certainly willing to sacrifice those four parking spaces. I think it's great to add the bicycle racks there. I'm not a fan of putting a bike rack closer to the front door by the flagpole. We will get the occasional adult that recognizes those bike racks can be used, and they might actually park their bikes in them instead of parking it near them, blocking all the sidewalk, as most of our less organized or younger minded people might.
So
I would eliminate the little four bike rack that you're going to have there and go with the new bike rack. That would be my personal.
So can I say that those were added, we didn't have those in the plan, but if you remember that gentleman from the Active Transport who was really mad at us because that's only bike racks we had.
Yeah.
He wanted something closer to the building that exposed you to Active Transport. So they have to be so many feet, and how many feet are they from this?
Yeah.
It's not that far. I mean,
well,
it's no.
Is what, 20 feet, Jerry, one spot?
Yes.
So they're here.
Well, we do have those added spots adjacent to the awning at the west entrance.
Yes, yes.
So you could ride your bike there and go right off to the entrance of the building.
Yes.
So that meets his criterion.
Well, he actually, just,
his desire was to have a covered bike rack.
Yes.
And I agree with you that if there's any possibility, people's configuration around this rack will then make walking around it a challenge, forget about it.
So, since we're on the topic of the bike rack, that was really what I was reserving my comments for. And I'm not an expert at this, and I feel myself maybe disagreeing with Steve to some degree, but not out of a sense that I know what the right answer is. But I'll just give Josie this feedback.
Okay.
That in looking at it, to me, I sort of feel like very... To me, like, I would never let my kids ride to the Tinker Center on Green Bay Road. Right, because it's too narrow and too fast. And so I kind of feel like, if I may, people, especially children, but just people in general, I think, are less likely to come this way than from the back the other way.
But by
not right now.
No.
The controller's
I don't know. I'm just saying that neither way is ideal. Right?
Right.
That's kind of the problem with biking to the Takeoff Center is you're left with a choice of riding through the funnel gauntlet that's Green Bay Road or riding on a sidewalk that's not really designed for bikes from the back. And so if there's something we can do in this, recognizing that this project, the scope of this project is clearly not like the entire sidewalk that goes behind the building. But if there's something that we can do to make it more inviting either for people from this side or from that side to ride their bikes, I think that would be great.
May I ask you a question, Josh? Were you thinking like a painted bike lane coming in? Is that because I can't think what else we could do?
I don't know. So again, like the scope of this project is this area, not like everything in the back. So I'm not.
Really, it's hard because take it this 10 pounds of a 2 pound bag in the parking lot already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm wondering, like,
I ride back in the way you're saying. I come behind GJK in the early childhood. I come behind there by the skateboard parking, and that's why I come in. I never, even if when I'm not with my kids, I don't go to the main driveway to the front door.
Most people do.
I do.
Bring their strollers and bike in that way.
Yeah. I go in the front.
Can you remind us where the other racks are? I know you said it.
They're the front of the building.
The new ones are like over here.
You know, Josie, we have an overhead, I believe, in Lisa's presentation that has those racks if you want to look at that. Or
It was not in...
You had the master plan, didn't you? The whole thing.
I have it in my binder.
We can look at an aerial. Do you have an aerial of the whole site, Josie?
Oh, thank you. It was in the packet.
Sorry.
Oh, the packet. I didn't bring
it. It was in your packet. So can I borrow that for a second?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think
Josie. Can I just finish before we move on? And I'm not giving solutions, I'm just sort of brainstorming. Right?
Good.
So one thought I had was if we could have some kind of parking here that's away from the building, then people coming from the back have some place to go, whether that's here or here. I also, at the same time, would say if I were riding my bike, I would want to get as close to the front door as possible. And so I could see people ignoring that and parking here
anyway.
Right,
but
I certainly would not want to come around the back the parking lot, right through the reverse track.
We're still far away from building.
To get here.
It's interesting because in the previous phase, A, up here, maybe I can go back to the aerial now.
Here we go.
There is no sidewalk through the east parking lot either. And we tried to get one in and we couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Space. But what we do have is that this, if you said you're coming in through the back, now you can connect to the loop.
So could we put a bike? Could we put bike rack back there, where they like right there?
There. Yes. Mm-hmm. Off that path.
We do, don't forget, we had we added a whole bunch.
So we could have them up front and in back, so we have
And then
we
could
two.
Maybe get rid of the ones right in the, where
in the front of the building.
Impede all the heavy traffic.
Can we get back to the other pictures?
Well, let's, okay, so did everybody see that? Okay,
so show
this,
right
before you
front.
Do that, can you show over the front bike
right
racks?
There.
Yeah, there.
That's where there's current, the entrance. Mm-hmm.
It's four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's some
right.
little
eight
biking
bikes.
Right there.
Cummy eight
four
bikes,
eight
yeah.
Bikes, right.
Okay.
And then there's four, how many did we put over here?
There's enough for 16 bikes. 16
yeah, there's
bikes.
Some back there too,
oh, okay.
for the baseball field. Yeah.
Okay. They do, I mean, they have to be close enough to the main
yes.
front door.
So it could, they could be somewhere along this path as it, before it jumps into the crosswalk.
Yeah.
That would be great because then you're off your bike before you're into the parking area.
Yes.
Right.
Right, technically.
And then
but it's close enough to the door that
exactly.
you might
and then you walk
point.
Across
is that a consensus
onto a side.
What?
Is
yeah.
consensus on that?
Right. Is that consensus of that to look
yeah.
into that?
I mean,
yeah.
that makes a lot
yes.
of sense.
Yeah.
We don't really have campers in the summer parking bikes here. They're over at that inner Green Bay Park.
They're both. We do have some, the early childhood camps, the parents come with their kids. And there's a lot of parents that bite their kids in.
Right.
So it's the younger kids.
You see that in the summer. So that new thing we're just discussing,
yeah.
based on Josh's recommendation now, is a nice place
be,
for them.
That would be
for that and for Richmond. No, across the way.
Across the way.
Across the way. On the other side of this crosswalk.
Because that large island, well, up by the Phase D concept.
Wait, up here.
Yep. No,
up
yeah.
Here.
Right, the other side of that walk.
That serves as an emergency
yep.
exit.
Yeah, we can't put it there.
It's got a door here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's emergency exit, Dudley. We can't put it there.
You're just asking where
no,
it
no,
is,
no.
right, Dudley?
I was just wondering where you were thinking.
Yeah, yeah,
wait,
yeah.
So
it's past where you can
trail.
Reach.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
correct. Yep.
Now, the existing bike racks are like here where the idea is to keep those?
Right now, no, they're
there's
right.
One, there's three or four here.
See the little dot?
Yeah, where her
right
little dot
against
is.
Against the curb.
Yeah.
You see
Dudley,
the dot
go
dot
up.
Here?
No, go up your eyes.
Up a little
no,
bit.
See the red dot?
Here.
What's
my red dot, Dudley?
They're right here.
Well, right now, we keep
yep.
those?
No, because
no,
they're in the way when
ones,
people walk.
Right,
you're going to keep, you're going to do it.
The new ones are here.
Okay, that's great.
And
we would get rid of the ones up on the sidewalk,
well,
Dudley, because
yeah.
they get in people's
get
way.
Rid of these ones.
I've had two members of the Transportation Committee talk to me about bikeways. You know, the lady from Holland. And Scott Padiak is
his
name, who lives just up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they both said to me they didn't
they
think this was a good idea. They did. They really felt that as many bike racks we could get closer to the front door would be better. I'm just transferring that information to you. So, I don't know how much these will be used, especially if we're going to stress the other side.
The thing
well,
is we're hoping to do more than just for bikers. We're hoping to, like for camps and enrichment programs for youth, that they do come in. So we can't put all the bike racks there by the building.
Yeah,
we would need some there, and I like the idea of up there for sure.
Me too.
But I still think this is still needed.
Mm-hmm.
And why not put them there just in case? Because we have to get rid of those parking spots anyways, because that's where our sidewalk goes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We could cover that some, but we don't have it in our budget right now.
Right.
We could always add it if you increase the budget. We could definitely put that
right.
in the project scope,
uh-huh.
but we don't have it covered now.
Huh?
The cover that they have for the bike racks at the train station at Lake Forest, I don't know if you've seen that
no.
one. It's a plexiglass
yeah.
curve.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty nice.
That's
yeah.
very nice.
Well, it's very nice. We don't have. If you want us to increase our budget to get a cover in there, we
Christmas
could. But right now, we're this project's the budget we have.
No, we know. So we know.
Everything costs money.
Anyway, just so you know.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
Put it in the right location, and then we can improve it over.
Yeah,
time.
I
that's
think
true.
That's
exactly.
Good
that's something, right? We in the future we could add a cover to that without too much
yeah.
difficulty, right? Okay.
Because we'll have a pad. Already
okay.
good.
To accommodate the bike.
You just have to core it. And
cover it.
Yeah.
So just to summarize, we're going to investigate putting rack the Josh rack over on the other.
We're
going to
put a
there.
Label on that now when you
the
retire.
Josh rack.
You know that.
Keep the one to the north. Keep the one to the north, the furthest from the door. What is our feeling
that's
about
what?
The bike rack closest to the building? Are we going to keep
these
that,
ones?
Or is that squeezing something in
that shows them better, I guess. There.
Will that impede it in your
it's four
your
bikes, four racks, so eight
you
bikes, right?
We struggled with where to put them. Here we can't because it's an entrance
door,
emergency
up here, the door, here's the door. This is out of question in here. Then we looked at here in the corners of the building, but it's glass, it's tight. We thought this is just
and it'll
that's
spill
just
over.
Waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't want to start cluttering up the door.
Right.
We were trying to do the opposite, like lead you to the door in a nice, clean way.
All right, Josie, I have a question. So those are, the way that those are installed is they come out, they pour the concrete, and then they core holes in them, and they pour those right in. So if we were to say, you know, let's wait and see, we could come out and have those installed right over the existing concrete without, or the existing surface without having to change anything, right?
Yeah, well, the one detail about these is that when we do specify them, we request that the slab is thickened.
Okay, so we have to make up our mind now.
Instead of 5 inches, it's 9 inches.
So let me ask you, do you think if someone comes in, bikers, if they don't see bike racks by the door, do you think they would just bring their bike up and park, attach it to a tree or anything in front instead of just saying, I'm going to walk 20 feet, even though it isn't biking because of exercise? And
yeah, it's so close.
So they're going to have ridden by a bike rack on both sides. If we have the north bike rack and we have the west bike rack, they'll have ridden right by a both bike rack on both sides to lock their bike up against a tree.
Good point.
Because right now they lock them up against the trees and the light bollards.
Because
they don't have anything. And the bike racks that are there, the bikes protrude into traffic.
Right.
And they're worried about them getting hurt. The bikes getting hurt.
I really like your ideas. Let's try the Josh rack and the north rack and maybe specify the thicker concrete just in case.
Yeah, we
the hole's already dug. It's already there.
Right.
So we could just spec it thicker
later.
And
add
it later if you get a complaint.
And which we will.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have a couple, but is it more than just two people?
Yeah.
Or
I kind of like them there, just as a.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't think they block the traffic, and you know, the group that I ride with. I mean, it's amazing. They all want to go toward the door.
Remember
that's
Dudley
a good point.
For the concept of teaser parking, where everybody wants to park next to the shop they want to go to, and that's impossible. So there's the concept of teaser parking, and that's what those could be. So that you show that there's parking available real close,
but
so you try that first, and you go, oh, they're all full, so you go to the next.
Look to your left, look to your right,
and
away you go. Really and honestly, if we're spending the money is in the thickness of the cement. It's not in the metal rack. No,
it's in the metal rack.
It is in the metal rack.
The cement is not the.
It's the racks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the cement was what was so
how much
expensive.
Are they? How much are the racks, though? Do you know?
$600 a piece installed.
So that's.
That's not much.
So there's four of those.
So $2,400 just for the racks.
Oh,
stainless, so that you don't.
Yeah, you're not painting them. They're not coated.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't think it's worth the argument with the transportation committee.
Yeah,
I don't think people really notice it. I think the rest of it's.
I do because you're gonna have moms and dads come with their. With their circus train. They've got a trailer behind their bike. They've got a trailer in front of their bike.
Yeah.
They've got the kid's bike tied to their bike post behind their bike. And it's not just a 6-foot bike anymore.
Yeah, you're right, and that's happened.
And that's where they're all going to want to park.
Yeah, so if they had all that pandemonium with them, it might push people out closer to the edge of the road. If the bikes are
I think
there.
We need valet bike parking.
Oh,
for the bike rack on this end, there should just be a pad for that big stroller or that big bike thing.
What we've done often is in the when we do this,
you
can extend the pad.
Yeah.
So on both ends, there's excess.
Yes. That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
Or trailers or.
Josie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do that there. Do it there because.
There?
I wouldn't ride my stroller bike on
there.
Green Bay Road.
That's a tough turn.
People
anyway.
Do it here.
But people
I
do.
People
I
do.
See, or people walk their kids in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they
well,
do come
do it,
in.
Do it both. But
yeah, I will say.
I would
Josh's
do it in both.
Point,
doesn't
when
cost,
I see,
that doesn't cost that much.
When I see walkers come in from just anecdotally, I see a lot of them are coming in behind early childhood right now because there isn't a sidewalk. But as we retrain people, we may find that traffic. But I could see. If you're trying to make that turn with the back of your the cab on the back of your bike, that's you're probably going to go from the sidewalk to the parking lot to come around. So we can have I think it would be reasonable to have a buggy spot on either side of those
just
pads.
In case.
It's not you know, over the scope of the project, it's not gonna.
Right.
I think that's easy consensus. So I don't think we have a decision yet on the bike racks in the front.
So what will help us to make that decision?
Well, we know we're going to get criticized if we don't put bike racks outside the door.
We will.
All right, so.
Is anybody bothered by criticism?
Yeah, the reason why cyclists want to be close to the front door is they feel that it's a safer place to park their bike so it won't get stolen.
No, Lisa's office is the right place for those 6,000.
They do know our front desk not watching their bike. They can't see it. But you're right, that's why they do it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a false sense of security.
I'm going to want to park close to the entrance.
Okay, so let's.
These would be the same people that leave their bike unlocked outside of Starbucks.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Thank you, someone's watching.
Okay, so let's get a little consensus.
Okay.
Bike rack close to the building, yes or no? What do you think, Dudley?
I'd like it closer.
Yeah.
A close one.
So also have it there?
Yeah.
Josh, how about you?
I don't want to make Dudley mad.
You won't.
I'm kind of indifferent on that. If we have to make a choice, I'd rather invest in making the other two really nice so that people actually want to go there and use them.
That's if it's an either or. So you're kind of neutral. Okay, Stephanie, what do you think?
I'm a yes.
Okay. Steve?
I'm sorry, you were what?
I'm a yes.
Yes, you do want to buy the door?
Yeah.
So I'm a dissenter, thank you.
Look at you.
I would like to keep that lovely plaza free of a bike rack and free of trip hazards.
Just a three.
And that.
Instead of four.
Okay.
What? Just three.
I agree with you. However, I think we're going to get a lot of bad blowback if we don't have put it there. So I'm going to say we're doing it now, we should just put it in.
How about we bring it down to three instead of four?
Ah!
That was Chris's idea, not mine. I wish I could take credit. But well,
we like odd numbers anyway.
Yeah, don't you guys always like odd numbers in landscape architecture?
So that we got three for the people that really want to be close, but we still have enough for when we have big camp kids.
Right.
And
yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But put a sign there that these are free bikes for loan.
If you leave your bike unlocked,
For direction purposes, we are going to add a bike pad at the north end by where it says Phase D concept.
Yep.
Yes,
and we're going to keep the bike pads by the door, but we're going to go from four to three.
Yes.
And we want to ensure that both of those pads on the west side and the north side are large enough on the end so we can park the buggies and all the contraptions that come along with it.
Correct. Great. And you're going to look into the turn
go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, next question. Do we need to keep that island? What is that, just for beautification, or because we had one before that people walk through? Is it pretty? Do we need that?
Good question. It helps for routing.
It channelizes the traffic.
Most landscape codes will request one. I'm not sure if yours does.
Okay.
What about the pinch point further up? Because there's on both sides there.
What about the what?
The pinch point on the top.
The north side there. Yep. Yeah.
We've actually shrunken that.
Okay.
You have. That's the old line.
Oh.
Okay. So that's quite a bit different.
Yeah.
It's probably 24 feet wide.
Can you make that island smaller?
Yes.
So it could be a little easier if
we can make the radius wider.
Yeah. Because I have a feeling kids will still walk right through that.
Okay.
So whatever growing in there will.
Not meant to be able to go to the roundabout, right?
No. Yeah, the roundabout's not for buses.
I think the bus. I'm gonna test the turning movement just to make sure to see how it turns out. I think the bus. As long as the two waiting spaces are vacant, the bus can use that space as well, which will definitely.
They might not be vacant.
Yeah.
Yes, especially
because it's close to the door and people like to close.
What we're going to do is we're going to put signs up, and but we don't know how well this will work because we're not going to have people out there policing it. But that people have to be in the car. This is a drop off, pick up, loan. Lane only, 5-minute parking max, so that
right
people
now
don't.
Right now, outside of what we have listed as the fire lane, so people do park there.
Right, so we're going to change that.
Do you have that clicker?
We're going to make that all drop-off loading only.
What we see right now quite a bit is the whole lot is empty, and somebody parks right here. Parks right here, and they jam the whole drop-up off. So, like as Lisa said, by signing it properly
and marking it,
we think that we're going to be able to use this more as a drop-off and less as somebody comes in to go to the fitness center and parks right here. and the whole lot's empty.
Or commissioner parking.
They also look at that.
And then
if there's consensus.
And we're going to put signs up, and if we have a major event, like a special event, the whole lot's filled, then we can cover that sign and let people park there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
You know.
Good.
But that's our thought for that. It would be a drop-off loading zone, only marked differently and signed differently than it is now.
And also to advance to the... Space open.
I think if we can really work on retraining people, we're going to find some success with that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard.
Parking lot lighted from underneath so you can change the use of the spaces from hour to hour.
Now you're really thinking. I feel like that could be a session at NRPA.
It could be. Totally could be. Yeah.
So, Stephanie, did you have any other you have any comments?
Thank you, Steve. No, you covered everything I was going to say. Making that center, because I agree with all of you that people will still walk through it.
I actually have a comment about the entrance. I really like it. I think it's very welcoming. I think it's going to be used, heavily used, the plaza. With the seating, I think it's beautiful, and it looks like it's the material you have for the seating is going to be what?
Wood.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Fabulous.
That's...
So what do you think about, what do you want for the surface on the ground? Do you want?
Josie, can you
what are you thinking about that surface?
Yeah,
can you talk a little bit about that?
Surface.
I'm talking about concrete.
I'm glad
pavers.
You like that.
Love it.
Concrete pavers. Not you could have stamped concrete, but mm-hmm. have it a color.
Yeah, we could. Not my favorite material.
Okay.
Hard
to maintain.
Goes wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
You get this big patch instead of somebody pulling up some few pieces and replacing.
Stamped concrete is really tough when you're plowing it. So currently one of the things we worked with Josie was to make sure that we weren't going to have to go out and buy another piece of equipment if we build this plaza.
Right.
So one of the challenges we have right now is there's a lot of like hand shoveling around those bollards and stuff. They become very difficult to manage snow-wise. So the one challenge with stamped concrete is if you chip it, like if the plow blade catches it or the tractor catches it, you're ending up with like a patchwork of different colors, which is kind of what we have out there right now. There's two or three different materials out there.
Yeah, it's awful.
I'd like to start with a patchwork of different colors.
Yeah,
like the fun cover sheet.
But a planned one.
But planned, not broken up.
Anyway, the longer paver, concrete, they have more colors now. They're getting more vibrant, which is nice, but it's more durable than some other things. And then we do also want to lay it on a slab.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We find that pavers over time will subside.
Yeah.
Especially in a setting that gets a lot of...
Josie, can you explain how concrete pavers are different from like what we have in downtown Glencoe? Like those red brick, it's like a tumbled brick?
Well, she's passing around a little bit.
Well, they're stronger. These will be thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you find where cars are going by, sometimes you end up with a lot of tires inadvertently going on into the curb and pushing concrete or the pavers in and cracking. They both last quite a bit these days. We could use red brick if you wish.
Unilock is typically what's used on the better driveways when they choose to go pavers.
They've come a long way,
mm-hmm.
and their colors are getting really good,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. And their price is still lower than clay,
mm-hmm.
But we definitely want the slab underneath, no doubt about it.
What colors are you thinking of, Jesse?
I'd like a pattern as in the front of this
The front
one,
cover? The front cover? Can you hold that up first?
But not those colors.
Oh.
I'd like something a little bit with more red in it that goes with the building. Both buildings are sort of an orange red.
Mm-hmm.
Not solid like that, more modeled so that it's its own space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have gray asphalt on the other side of the curb.
Sure.
So put a little bit of gray in there to pick up both color schemes. The wood, probably something fairly hard, like an ipe or something like that.
Like a what?
Ipe.
Ipe.
It's an African hardwood.
Ooh.
So we use it in
like
a lot
Bobinga.
Of our parks. It's really hard. You can't really graffiti it, and you can't burn it.
The benches at the beach are made out of ipe. The wood benches.
You couldn't afford Bobinga, could you?
I never even heard of it, Steve. I feel like that's something that Bozo would have said when someone got the $100 bucket.
The $100
bucket.
Commonly used public seating, public play seating.
It's very common.
To install the, I have the Union Lock in my front walkway and it's pretty indestructible. But to put it in, you're going to have to jackhammer out all the existing concrete and then...
That's going to have to come
out. Which we'll have to do anyway,
with the
I guess,
brick
right?
on top.
We're redoing the curb already. Because we're moving it.
Yeah, moving the curb already.
The concrete that's there, some of it's subsiding. There's also, I think...
We have a what was there was papers. Done, and they did what they call saw cutting instead of expansion joints. And if you look at it, we have a lot of heaving, we have a lot of high spots. Mm. Right outside the doors, there's also some stamped pavement, which is not in great shape either. We're going to be removing the bollards, so when you look at what's coming out, there's really not a whole lot left that isn't that would be above and beyond for this what Josie's proposing.
In terms of extent, I guess, we're adding this new concrete to about there.
Okay.
We're keeping that. So all of this up to about that line is coming out. Like I said, we're keeping the existing rectangular planter that's got a curve. We don't want to touch it. Feels like it belongs to the old part of the building, and there's no reason to remove it, so that stays. But a lot of this in front of the building is in need of repair, subsiding, cracking, hairline cracks, with diagonals. So it's like, okay, so since we have to rip all of this out anyway, let's just make it beautiful again. Anyway, back to the pavers though. For durability, we like a concrete slab underneath. We will have a concrete band on the edges because we don't like putting pavers up against the back curve.
That's an alternate curve.
Because they will sink too. It's a less stable joint. Buses or cars do end up riding it.
We can make it
good enough force down.
We don't have a contingency.
So we like that to be a strip of concrete.
I think we can make
pendant,
it, but I think.
And then we like to dry set the pavers in. So they're in actually a sand, sort of in a concrete trough. And we'll put core holes in the sub base so water can get through. But if pavers ever crack or need to be replaced, you can pull them up.
So we would just have some attic stock, so we wouldn't have to like go to the manufacturer. We'd just get an extra 40 or 50 pavers in the project, and then we can perform that maintenance as needed as we go, which we do at other parks anyway. So
you don't like mortaring them in, that just explodes after a couple of years, and it looks awful.